531. PMA News at 9, No'oia e Māori, I'm Nemai Tangidakimbao. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's determined to reduce inflation as the number of Kiwis losing their jobs reaches record levels. Figures released yesterday show unemployment is now 4.3%, the highest it's been in 4 years. Luxon blames the former government's overspending for the surge in inflation and hikes in interest rates.
What we've got to do is keep working really, really hard on the root cause of the problem, which is getting inflation back under 3%. We're doing everything we can. You've seen inflation come through at around 4%. That's the lowest it's been in 3 years, and that's a good thing.
Stats New Zealand says the increase is a result of fewer jobs being created and immigration increasing the size of the workforce. Annual wage growth was steady at 3.8%. The Taxpayers Union says all MPs should reject their latest pay rise. The Remuneration Authority yesterday determined politicians' pay will be just over 10% higher by the end of 2026. Taxpayers Union spokesman Jordan Williams says MPs should set an example. Jordan Williams says the pay rise is out of touch with the rest of the country as the average income of households grows backwards. He says the Remuneration Authority found salary is not a barrier to people entering politics, so a pay rise is unnecessary. An international team led by New Zealand's GNS Science is heading to Tonga to support research on the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano. The research challenges what triggered the violent eruption that killed three people in 2022. Principal scientist Cornel Deronde told RNZ Pacific an unmanned vessel survey of the volcano was taken after the eruption.
And what we noticed was this beautiful cone shape of the crater. And there was no evidence of collapse of the sides of the volcano. There was no evidence of collapse in the centre of the volcano, but rather it looked like a complete explosion of material having been erupted out of the centre of the volcano.
The team will be in Tonga for a month from the middle of May. As cyclone season ends, Pacific regions are warned to focus on the prevention of dengue fever. Samoa's continuing to fight its national dengue fever outbreak, while an outbreak has also been declared in Fiji's Western Division. Dr. Mark Jacobs from the World Health Organization, WHO Director of Pacific Technical Support in the South Pacific, says prevention is key.
Having a dengue outbreak at around this time of the year isn't actually that unusual. Over the last 5 years, the average figures normally show a peak around now. This year, in terms of the reports coming from our surveillance system, the numbers are a bit lower than last year. But our ongoing support is in areas like laboratory strengthening, disease surveillance strengthening.
To sports, rugby fans in Tonga are in for a unique experience this weekend as the first ever Super Rugby game is set to play in the Friendly Islands. Moana Pasifika and the Highlanders will play at Teofaiva Stadium in Nuku'alofa this Saturday. Highlanders halfback Folau Fakatava and front rower Saula Ma'u spoke to media about how special this Saturday is for their families.
They're really excited. We already asked about maybe more than 20 tickets. Hopefully we'll get that. But yeah, they're really excited, and yeah, they understand that we're going there to do a job and not a holiday or take.
Yeah, same for me as well. My family has been calling me every day. They're just so excited for us to come back home.
That's PMN News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.